This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for May 27th. I'm Paul Plack. Media reports from Europe say BEA, the French Accident Investigative Agency, plans to release preliminary information gleaned from the cockpit, voice, and flight data recorders of Air France Flight 447 this afternoon. The NTSB says pilot error and a culture that prioritized mission execution over safety are to blame for the fatal crash of a New Mexico State Police helicopter during a search and rescue mission in 2009. Korean Air celebrated the delivery of its first Airbus A380 at a special ceremony in Toulouse on Tuesday. European helicopter services provider InAir has signed contracts with Augusta Westland for 7 light twin helicopters. Comlux America LLC, based in Indianapolis, Indiana, has been named as a new Airbus ACJ cabin outfitter. The USS Enterprise, which became the first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier when she entered service in 1961, has become the only active carrier to log 400,000 landings, and only the fourth in history. Two past recipients of Women in Aviation International scholarships have now launched and funded a new one for individuals in the intermediate stage of flight training. The Pilot's Guide to the Airports of Historic Massachusetts by John Fisk covers the local history, area attractions, and aviation lore of the Commonwealth's 38 airports. And the planned 90-day mission that lasted 7 years is finally over. NASA is pulling the plug on the Spirit Mars rover. Its twin, Opportunity, soldiers on. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, Carol Jensen of COPA on the topic, Using Higher-Order Pilot Skills to Reduce Fatal Accident Risks. These AeroCasts will be off Monday for Memorial Day in the U.S. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.